Time now for Just Loving You with Kim Weston, featuring her music, her friends, their music, all presented with love. And here now is Kim Weston.
As long as I'm here and on this earth, my whole life is only worth the moment that I feel. Ooh, I just love this view. Yes, indeed.
God be the glory. Hello, everybody. I finally made it live. But let me tell you, I need your prayers, okay? This is Kim Weston on MyBayAreaRadio.com. And we thank you so much for joining us. We're doing a special salute to the genius of Stevie Wonder. Here we go. Okay, Nate.
Taken from my album, The Jazz Soul of Little Stevie. The name of the song is called Fingertips. Now I want you to clap your hand. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Stomp your feet. Jump up and down. Do anything that you want to do. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. So goodbye.
Was done at the Apollo Theater, and that was, oh Lord, I've been trying to think of this guy's name for the longest. We were very close on the, Bill Murray was our MC, and that was the Choker Cannibal Orchestra, and the man that he was talking to in the back that you heard saying he was counting and everything, that was Clarence Paul, and that was Stevie's mentor. And I hope you're going to enjoy it, but listen, I need your prayers, okay? I need your prayers because there's no way that we can see what's going on. But you know what? We can go into our inner vision. And when we go into our inner vision, that's where we get a chance to talk to God. And the show is called Just Loving You. And it's about God. Because God is love. And if we use that, we can't go wrong. So I want you to think about what some of this is. I don't really know. I'm putting it in God's hands. So if you're praying with me, we're going to have a time today. All right, Nate, give me a little vision. I met Stevie when he was 9. I'll tell you all about that, okay?
Do we have to find our wings to fly away? know just what I say. Today's not yesterday. But what I'd like to know is, could a place like this exist so beautiful? Or do we have to take our wings and fly away to the vision in our minds?
You know, saying that I met Stevie when he was 9 years old. I was playing for a church called New Corinth Missionary Baptist Church. And Stevie used to come down some Sunday afternoons with a bunch of children following him behind him. You know, there's no way I could have had the vision that Stevie would turn into what he has. How marvelous that is. You know, no way I could have known. But you know what? If we tune into that inner mind, then we will know, because we'll have a chance to talk to God. You know what I'm saying? We'll know whether to go to the left or to the right. As the Bible says, it's yay or nay. And you will know. Okay. Go ahead, Nate.
Traveling down the rigid road.
Kim Weston and MyBayAreaRadio.com saluting the genius of Stevie Wonder. And you will know, hopefully, whether to call somebody and tell them, she's live, y'all. I've been trying to get here. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. Well, you know, the song says, you will know. You will know whether to believe what's said or not. Because you know what? A lot of people do a lot of talk. And right now, America's in. I just celebrated in December my 77th birthday. Tell you, in 77 years, I had never felt like I feel right now. America needs prayer. We need to ask God to bless America. Because a lot of things are happening. And a lot of it's just talk. You know what I mean? People are talking. I ain't going to call no names. But people are talking, but they ain't doing nothing. So America needs prayer. We all need prayer. And our president needs prayer. So that's all I'm going to say about that. And this song is dedicated to those that do just what Stevie's talking about. Okay, Nate? Can I say, I should say thank you so much for joining me because you didn't have to, but you did, and I thank you so much. And you know what? The word says, that all we need to do is to love God first and to love one another. Stevie says, all in love is fair. Is that what he said? All in love is fair. I always say that wrong, I think. Yeah, all in love is fair, right? Well, I don't know about that. But I guess that's so, huh? What do you think, Nate?
All is fair in love. Change with time, the future none can see, the road you leave behind, our head lies mystery,
because I don't know, that's my guideline. I ain't made it. God ain't through with me yet, you know. But that's where I go for my reference. And it says, if possible, to be peaceable with all men. So if all in love is fair, that means that if we love each other, you know, we can't go too far. Nobody's perfect. We're supposed to mark the perfect man, and there's only one that I know of. And if we do that, and what's the fuss? You know what I mean? Hey.
Baby.
Yeah.
Baby.
What?
Come on, my mic.
All right.
Come to me. If I'm going to the dance party without my dancing shoes and everybody dances on my back beat, shame on me. If I'm out of my business just doing the right thing and you try to find me off in the street, shame on you. If my family's waiting for that special blessing to come their way, but they ain't trying to get in their knees and pray, shame on them. And if we live in a time where every nation fights around the world, yeah, we can all agree that peace is the way, shame on us.
Caught you anywhere, you know. Shame on me if it got me. But I know some of that got somebody somewhere. So I don't know what you all been doing, but I hope that something is hitting you somewhere in a good way, you know. And I thank you again for being with us. We don't know what tomorrow's going to bring, you know, because we didn't know what today was going to do. But I'm grateful that we have a chance to be together, you know. And in the process of being together, that means that maybe we can be on one accord. And in being on one accord, we can bring some things to pass that, you know, should be. You know, America is such a great place. The concept of America is such a great place. We got all kind of stuff going on. But and us coming in one accord, we can make some things happen through the grace of God, you know. And heaven is supposed to be right here on earth with us, not 10 zillion miles away. I know one thing. My God is in me. Like I say, I haven't made it, but I'm working on it today. Let's go, Nick.
Love.
Stevie Wonder, saluting the genius of Stevie Wonder. I'm telling you, I met him in 90, no way that I could have imagined. This was before he went to Motown. A little boy would come down, he would come down the street like a Pied Piper with a bunch of kids right behind him, and then he'd go in the church and he'd play and he'd play and play, and all of a sudden he disappeared, and I said, well, what happened to the little blind boy? Somebody said, oh, he signed with Motown Records. And I said, oh, okay. I had no idea that I was going to Motown at that time. I didn't have a desire to go to Motown. I didn't have a desire to be a star. I was just, you know, I was working in church, born in the church, working in the church. I had no idea what was going to go on. And then the first time I saw Stevie over at Motown, when I did go, Stevie was riding a bike down West Van Boulevard, believe it or not. Anyway, he's one of the sweetest people that I know. My show is dedicated to Jesus and to you. You are one of the sweetest somebodies I know.
In my heart, written on my face, and it would behoove me and my soul if I did say my gaze. And so it's truth, it's real, and real is truth, it truly must be told that you got to be the sweetest somebody I know. It's your love for life, your love for God, your love for loving more. Can you express your love in ways like I've never known before? If there's a record kept on who's the sweetest, let the record show that you've got to be the sweetest somebody I know. You are the second, every minute, every hour of the day. I'm not trying to blow your horn, I'm only saying what it's all, that you've got to be the sweetest somebody I know.
just love that. I just love that when she says, that's enough, you know. And that's dedicated especially to you. You are the sweetest somebody I know to take the time out to spend it with me, you know what I'm saying? So you know what I want you to do for me? I want you to tell your heart that I love you. Tell your heart that I love you. Because actually, I didn't have to like you. I got to love you. So tell your heart that I love you. All right?
Yeah.
I love you. Don't nobody in the world love you the way that I do. Oh, thank you so much for spending your time with me. God bless you. Keep me in your prayers, okay? God bless America and pray for our president, okay? I want to thank, you hear me say Nate? I want to thank Nate. And I want to thank Charles McCullough for this opportunity. It's taken me 10 years to get to this day, and I thank God for it. God bless you. I love you.
Listening to Just Loving You with Miss Kim Weston, heard each week at this time on MyBayAreaRadio.com. Studio producer is My Bay Area Radio. Producer is CMC Communications. Executive producer is Kim Weston's Mustard Seed Productions. And all rights are reserved.